This is Average Advice. I'm Zar.
And I'm Tim. Average guys, average stories, average advice.
Welcome to season two, where new and exciting things are on the way.
Stay tuned and stay average.
You think we overpromised?
Nah.
We are back again for episode 16 at Average Advice Season 2. Zariel, how are you going?
Good, man. Good. We've been trying to get these Lucky boys Parachute. From the Lucky Podcast Lucky Parachute podcast onto the show. They're finally in. We've been having some connectivity issues, so they're in.
They decided to live in
our video, but
welcome to the show.
The boys are here. Say hi, boys.
How you going? Hey, boys.
How you going, indeed? Yeah, so you've been having some issues.
I'm Aaron from the Lucky Parachute podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was probably my next question. We actually don't know your real names because we only know you by Lucky Parachute.
All right, well, my name's Jai. And besides me is...
I'm Aaron. Jai?
Yep.
Perfect.
We are Lucky Parachute podcast.
Fuck
We just talk shit, man. It's just, we've done a few episodes now and
Mate.
I think we're up to episode 50.
That's what we do
You guys are up to 53 now, right?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's one of those things that, what sort of brought you guys to the podcasting world? What made you decide to start a podcast? Because you guys have been doing it for a while now.
Yeah, I think we've just cracked over a year. So originally we started doing a podcast so we could kind of record our memories and shit we got up to when we were younger. Yep. I guess as you get older, you start forgetting everything. So for us, it was just a way to kind of record, I guess, what we've done, what we've been through, sort of good memories of us growing up because we've known each other forever. So it's I think that's kind of where it started.
It was also a cheeky little way for us to get to spend a night together and just fuck around every week.
Hang out.
We just call it a podcast. Yeah. It means we escape and come back around.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, we were similar to that because, like, we've known each other for like 11 years, 12, going on 12 years now. And we were sort of similar. We were like, yeah, I always get it wrong. But you
16
know.
Years, Tim.
Has it actually been
16 years?
Fuck me, we're old. 16 years, as you can see, I had hair when we met. So, but it's one of those things that, like, I started really enjoying the podcast and looking forward to it, even though, like, near the end means we're not really not hanging out, but we would only sort of start realizing we were just hanging out for the podcast. Like, you know what I mean? Because we're just getting so busy. But it was something that we really enjoyed and we're like, look forward to each week because we're like, yeah, we get to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
How did you guys get the structure and stuff for your ideas? Is it just sort of just have at it and go for gold?
We literally just like started going at it. Hey, I was drinking way too much beer back then as well. So like the first 10 episodes are all over the place.
Yeah, there was no structure to begin with.
No structure whatsoever, man. My stepdad's got a recording studio. So we just sort of sat down in there and I just got smashed and Jai's a bit more sensible than me. So sort of tried to keep me in line. But,
yeah, that's like Tim and me. Yeah, I'm the sensible one too. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck off, mate. Fuck off. Because we didn't really drink any beer or anything until like someone brought a six pack on. We're like, hey, why the fuck haven't we been drinking beer while we're doing this? This doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And then from then on, it was like a tradition. We had to have a beer, but I didn't buy any.
Just a disclaimer for our listeners for this episode. These boys are from WA, so there is a slight delay in their responses. I only found out you guys aren't actually from Perth. So where are you from? What is the name of
what's country town?
We are from Margaret River, southwest of
WA. I'm literally Google the population right now.
You know where they have all the surf competition and sharks and shit?
Yeah, I do know sharks.
And wine.
What's the population there?
And wine.
Googling
last
it
time
right
we
now.
Checked, must have been about 30,000.
That was bigger than I thought. I thought I was expecting sort of a small country town.
Margaret River, WA.
It kind of is still a small country town a little bit, but it's population blowing up a bit now. It's
population 9,000.
9,000 apparently. 30. You're a bit off.
Yeah,
bit fucking off. Fucking off. 30,000.
Yeah. I reckon it's because. So the reason why I said that is because most times down here, the town is literally full of tourists. They definitely outnumber the locals. So we'll call it 30,000 on an average day. There's 9,000 people. That probably
30,000 in summer. And then in winter, 8,000.
6,000.
Oh, yeah. Probably 60,000 in summer. Yeah.
Oh, so have you guys always lived there? Like, sort of known each other in the same area, or have you guys moved away?
Yeah, we met in high school, man, at Knight River High School.
Yeah, wow.
It's a funny story, actually. Hey, we were both standing in line at the aquatic center doing swimming at school, and I snotted on the kids back in front of me. And then I turned around and Jai was behind me and he thought it was hilarious. So we just snotted on the back for a while because he couldn't feel it because his back was wet. So
yeah, it was right.
And from then on, we were just best mate.
Did you say you snot rocketed onto their back? Like, you're. Onto their back.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, snot rocket. Yeah, I did both nostrils and then turned around and looked at Jai and he gave me a wink and the best things ever. Ever since.
That is the best story I've ever heard.
Yeah, man, that's gross. That's gross. I would flip out if I imagine when he jumped into the pool. I suppose when he jumped into the pool.
So going back to Pretty much, it was gone. Yeah, he didn't even know what happened. It's hilarious. So Azaz, you've lived here your whole life.
Yeah.
I've been sort of here, there, and I moved away for a bit, sort of searched the south coast. Like, I went down to, like, Albany and across to Esperance.
Oh, yeah.
Fair few years, and then I eventually moved back. But we sort of kept in touch. But since I've been back probably for maybe 5 or 6 years now, we've pretty much been spending most weekends, yeah, I guess, hanging out.
Yeah, I don't like a lot of people. Yeah, mate. You guys are pretty.
Look,
cool,
we go for it. But I'm the same. It's like, I swear, the older I get, the less I like being around people. You know, and I'm just like, oh yes, just to be around my people.
Oh, that's definitely a thing.
Yeah, dude, people suck, eh? Well, most.
It's true,
especially these days.
Except for the listeners, of course.
Oh yeah,
our whole
14 listeners. They're okay.
15,
but. Sorry, come on. Yeah, we went up.
Well, if you add our 10, then that makes a few.
Podcast world domination.
So how often do you guys record? Are you guys a weekly sort of upload thing, or is it just sort of when you guys feel like it?
We try and smash one out every week. Originally, when we started, we had a few banked up, maybe 6 or 7 ahead of us, but it was kind of, I guess, to link everything up with social media. As we went along, obviously, as we sort of turned it into something, it was easier for us just to start recording sort of fortnightly or eventually weekly, so we could punch out the episode and line it up with our social media, I guess, at the same time. But it keeps everything fresh. Like, we remember, obviously, what happened last week.
So you just talk about, like, the previous week. Is that kind of what you try and keep it based on? Or is it just literally just whatever you want?
We definitely sort of refer to it sometimes, but probably not. We
just come in and start chatting.
That's why it's called Lucky Parachute, man. Yeah. We end up landing where we land, hey. I've talked about 127 hours, dude, before Aaron Roulston.
That guy's a machine.
That guy's a machine. It's weird shit.
Yeah, that's the good thing about it. It's pretty random.
I
love that.
I did a little bit of research on you guys before you guys came on. I was like, I should probably like start listening to a couple of episodes, at least like get something around there. So I'll just like click on an episode just here. And there was the one bit where you guys were talking about why the show's not called, there's no parachutes. There's no talking about parachutes in any of the episodes. And I was laughing so hard. I was like, that's.
Yeah, I thought we should clear that up. We've been going for just about a year or so. And I don't think we'd ever brought that up, actually. It had nothing to do with parachutes. So all those parachute enthusiasts are like, yes, we finally found the perfect podcast. Well, we had to let them know.
Mate, all those parachute base jumpers.
Wait, what about you guys? I don't know where to go. What was your whole... The one thing that really amused me was your very first episodes about breakups.
Yeah, so...
That's pretty rough topic to jump straight into.
Well, we...
Did something happen?
When we first started, we wanted to make sure that we had enough to talk about. And we both had pretty good breakup stories. Like, we had... you know, conversations and segues that we could go from there. And because we were so new, we started, the first season was a topic each episode. So it was a lot easier to sort of keep it streamlined because we were just talking about that one topic. And that's still, to this day, our most downloaded episode, just because I think it had breakups.
And also because when Tim and I were in those relationships, we were both friends with our each other's partners, so we like knew them quite well, and then we were going through them breaking up with each other, and so we were both aware of that, so we could both relate to each other's stories, and I think that just was easy to bounce off each other.
Yeah, and because I think because it actually meant something to us too, but like we were also so new at the podcast. We didn't really know what Average Advice was going to be at that point. Because I mean, when we went into it, I was like, I want to make a podcast. I have no idea what about or what it's going to be, but I just know I wanted to do something because I just felt like my creative outlet wasn't being touched. And then when I spoke to Zar about it, and Zar was similar, he's like, look, I'm happy to do it. And then Zar was actually the mastermind that came up with Average Advice. And then we sort of just brainstormed from there and let it go. And even now, like each episode we do is different to the next, like the last, but we decided to break it up into seasons for that. So we can sort of change the style of the podcast each season, if that makes sense. So that's why we don't have like a really depressing topic for this episode.
Yeah, that makes heaps of sense, man. So we were thinking about sort of trying to do subjects as well soon as well, but we always end up talking about completely random stuff anyway.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
It always goes
we
off.
Had a right. bit of feedback from some of our listeners. My housemate, actually, he was saying that the favorite parts of the podcast for him is when we actually just go with the flow and kind of just segue and it doesn't feel structured. He said when it's
just a loose form.
Yeah, he said when it's sort of structured, it feels a little bit like forced. So we were like, maybe we should try just a more natural approach and not really have a subject, just let whatever the conversation go happens and stuff like that. Yeah.
And also we're running out of topics to come up with. Like it's just there's only so many topics that you can have a whole hour conversation about. So we're like, well, fuck, we need.
Yeah, exactly. No, we do that as well. A lot of the time, we just end up just talking
shit.
We sort of similar thing happened to us, I guess. We started kind of like almost running out of those like memorable childhood like
the origin
moments.
Stories.
Yeah, the proper stories that we sort of obviously both remember really well. Once we started, I guess, wearing them out, then it's really hard to try and come up with something to talk about. So we've always kind of gone and swayed off, like even in a normal story, we're like trying to say something about the story. And then we always like go off on a rant about something completely different.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we don't even get back to the story, which is great because then we just continue with other shit. So
that's how conversation is supposed to flow. Like there's not supposed to be sort of specific like talking points. You just let it go. But at the beginning, we were more stringent. We were like, we need to get to the next part. And we didn't really, when we were editing it and looking back on it later on, we would realize that it sort of just killed the conversation because we would be on a really good flow. But then we were like, no, we have to jump back to this. But like jumping back is not like, there's no point at all anyway. It just made it sound crappy and jumpy and gross.
Yeah.
But so...
Well, that's the beauty of a podcast. It can also be
I mean, and I'm pretty sure anyone that hosts a podcast just likes to speak and likes to hear themselves speak a lot. I mean, I know I do. I love myself speaking.
Have you guys tried to have any guests on, or is that not really something you've done yet? Or
For sure.
Yeah, we've had quite a few guests. So I had one of my mates on not long ago called Elky. He's probably going to listen to this. He's coming back on.
You should link me which episode that is, because I've listened to like the first five and then I stopped. Apologize. But what I found is I've asked a lot of people to come on the show and they get really nervous. They get really scared. Like, speaking. I feel a bit nervous about it all. And it's like I feel like they don't really understand it. You're literally just having a chat. This is all it is. Yeah. And I think they... plays it up in their own mind. So some people are happy to do it, others like freak out by it.
If you can chat with like anyone at the office or around like a water or around coffee or anything like 100%. That you can do this. Like it's just about keeping the conversation moving, because I think people are scared of like dead silences, just like with public speaking, because I think that's the scariest part with public speaking is when you get up there and you're like, oh fuck, I don't know what to say, I lost my place. But like there's no speech here. Like if you can't come up with like an hour worth of conversation, you should put your phone down and get off social media and go and have a conversation with someone.
Yeah, that's one of the main issues. People staring at their phones all the time now, man.
What generation are you guys in?
We're in the cool generation, man.
The cool generation? What's up?
We're in the generation that when we stub our toe, we just walk off.
We're in our mid-30s.
Mid-30s, yeah. So we're just below you, mate. We're almost past the threshold of 30. Zara's closer than me. Just wanted to point that out, even though I look older.
So you would have been
That's right. Age is just a number.
So you would have been, what, like early teenagers when 2000 hit? So you still would have been like, you know,
14. Yeah. I was 14 in the year 2000. And we're all freaking out about our computers fucking up.
Yeah, Y2K, mate. Y2K.
Everyone's freaking out about their shitty, shitty computers with shitty internet freaking out. Like fucking up and shit.
What we were going on before about having guests. So we definitely have had a few guests on the show over the course of our little mini career. But we're like 100% mobile. So we literally run a USB mic, a laptop, and we basically can go anywhere and record everything onto there. So the guests, when we have them, let's say we go camping or something in the middle of the bush, we could set up like the little car awning and chuck a table in there and literally, like you say, just have a chat with the mic in the middle of the table, pretty much pull an episode from that, and everyone's kind of relaxed.
We've got two mics now as well. We're not just a one mic thing.
Nah, we're a two mic. It's really sometimes. Handy having two.
Just moving up.
Damn, I didn't realize we were speaking to a dual mic podcast. Damn.
You got your headphones and everything, eh? It's
right. Fancy. We're moving up in this podcasting world, mate.
Yeah, boys.
Yeah, we're this is the future right here.
Well, look, we might as well go into one of our bucket topics. So
yeah, it's pretty cruisy. It's good that we're mobile.
No, that's really cool.
Having a mobile podcast is dope, but like also because I was thinking about doing like I wanted to do a trip around Australia, and I think it would be sick to just like do a podcast in the back of a van or something, and just like document your trip, because then at the end, even if no one's sort of listening to the podcast as you're going, you have like 100 episodes to document how you were feeling and that like the entire trip, and I think that would just be a cool thing to have, you know. Me personally, I don't take many pictures.
That's a sick
or
idea.
Dope, right? We should just get a big bus and we'll all do it together. Fuck yeah. But I'm not like a picture taker anymore.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Well, the best thing is I always think about like when I'm 70 and all fucked up, imagine listening back to your podcast of when you were cool and younger and shit.
Yeah, exactly. And you can remember all the things again. But it's just like, it's like the people that like keep diaries. I wish I was a journal taker, or like I wish I, you know, was stringent enough to actually keep those memories. Because I like, It's about when you fast forward 10 years and you've already done all that work, and then you can go back and actually read through those stuff. I wish I had that, but I'm just not willing to put the work in to actually write.
That's why we've got a podcast now, Tim.
Exactly. But to be fair, some of the earlier episodes, I'm like, oh my God, why did I say that?
Do you guys ever listen to
it? Yeah, there you go.
Writing sucks. My hand starts to hurt when I do writing. I get half a page down.
Do you guys listen to your early episodes and you're just like, get a little bit like cringe at all? Or like, do you like listen back and you're like, oh man, I said the word obviously a lot.
Dude, it took me about 28 episodes for me to actually listen to them. Hey, I couldn't, I hated my own voice.
Well,
I'm
the editor, so I'm forced to listen to myself all the time, and I'm like, why the
Yeah, Joy did all the editing and all
still
that.
Does. He still does. I've listened to all of our episodes about 5 months.
Yeah. Like, why the fuck won't you shut up, Tim? Stop interrupting people. God damn it.
Yeah, that's my problem, man. I'm the interrupter and the overtalker every single fucking time. And I listen back to it and I'm just cringing.
That's got to be why.
But I'm also probably the funnier one too, so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
probably the same with you guys.
I wish I was the funny one. Then I wouldn't. Well, maybe not for me. When I listen to it, I'm like, God damn it. I need to let other people speak more.
Yeah.
Do you find, as you've been doing the podcast, you have got better at speaking with people? Like, do you find like your conversational skills have become more honed? Because that was it for me, and I feel like I started listening more actively as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's noticeable. Like, obviously going back to the first, you know, 10 episodes, it probably feels pretty cringe, but definitely a starting point. But from then until now, 100%, it's really noticeable.
I don't start talking about the weather first thing with people anymore. I can